Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live this week from the SDPB Black Hills Bureau in downtown Rapid City. We're in the historic Part Central building on Main Street. Stop by now for some live music as we begin the program with our weekly Moment in Sound. With us in the studio, Lake Toba, Kyle McGonigal, and Liat Lise, are based out of Eugene, Oregon. They've brought guitar, banjo, and mandolin, but no, they won't be playing all three at the same time. Lake Toba performs at the Minor Music Festival at Minor Brewing Company in Hill City tomorrow. That's Saturday, August 26th. They're the opening act at 12:30. Liat and Kyle, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us a little bit about how you made it from Eugene, Oregon to Hill City.
Oh, it was a long drive.
It was a very long drive. Yeah, we made it in 2 days of lots of driving.
Lots of driving through dust and smoke and
heat. Yeah, it was really, really smoky all through eastern Oregon and Idaho. And then when it stopped being smoky, it started being really dusty.
But it was really a beautiful drive.
So it's dry. And forest fires, is that the smoke?
Oh, yes.
Yep. In Oregon, it's the forest fires. It's just the whole state seems like it's on fire right now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
All right, so but you've been here before. Kyle, talk a little bit about growing up in South Dakota.
Yeah, I actually went to middle school and high school in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So it feels good to be back in the state, though it's the other side right now. Right. So, but yeah, I love coming back here. It's where we live in Eugene. It's really foresty and mountainy. And then so coming back to the plains and the big sky is really refreshing, and seeing the incredible sunsets is always really fun.
And the cloud formations.
And the clouds.
We don't get clouds like this out
Thunderstorms, yeah, we don't get anything
The thunderstorms.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Tell me about your musical upbringing then, and how you ended up in Eugene, or how that musical upbringing brought you to Eugene?
Yeah, I wouldn't say music had anything to do with coming to Eugene. It was always kind of an underlying thing. I was always in band, and I picked up the guitar in high school and just kind of played by myself. You know, I was in a little punk band for, you know, maybe a summer or something. Yeah, it was just kind of the undercurrent. And then when I got to Eugene, I think I picked up the mandolin at one point, and then I really started taking it a lot more seriously, and kind of brought me to where we are today.
What was it about the mandolin?
I don't know. It was the mandolin. Suddenly everything about music just kind of made sense.
It's easier than the banjo. Was that it?
Yeah, yeah. Because I played the guitar and I didn't really take lessons or anything. I was just kind of teaching myself. And then I picked up the banjo and I was like, this is too hard. I don't know what's going on at all. And then I picked up the mandolin. And I was like, oh, I get this. And then that was really inspiring to just take me deeper into music.
Liat, how about you? Your musical upbringing.
Oh, I took piano lessons growing up and always sang along with the radio, and yeah, I've been singing a really long time and started playing guitar around when I finished high school, and banjo soon after that, and been writing songs ever since. And
let's go ahead and hear a song from Lake Toba. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to play.
We're going to play a song called, what are we playing?
Heart Made of Stone.
And it is a heartbreak song, but it's hopeful. It's a story I took from my friend. Yeah. I had started to write a pretty sad heartbreak song, and then she gave me more fodder for the verses. So.
Love, saving grace, Lord, soften this heart made of stone. Oh, I once had a love, I once had a love, I once had a love so true. And I once had a heart, a whole beating heart, and now I've a heart broken too. And I'm an only child in the eyes of the Lord, and oh Lord, am I lonesome today? And I'm far from coffin, this heart made of stone. I remember your gaze when my tired eyes closed, and I'm haunted by the curve of your smile. And I remember the way you painfully spoke. Could our love have been false all the while? And I'm an only child in the eyes of the Lord, but must I always be loving? How long must this heartache remain?
You can clap for them. There's an audience here, so they want to clap. I'm not gonna stop that applause. Before you put that away, Kyle, tell us a little bit about the mandolin and that particular instrument.
Yeah, this particular instrument I actually built. I started building mandolins about 5 years ago now. This is the most recent mandolin that I finished. Yeah, it's really pretty. It's really brown. For those of you who can't see it.
Describe a mandolin. We're on radio.
Tell people a mandolin is it's a very small instrument. It's much smaller than a guitar. And it has 8 strings. And the 8 strings are actually tuned the same as a violin. So the mandolin is actually supposed to kind of mimic what a violin can do. But it has frets instead of no frets. And it's played with a pick instead of a bow. And it was made in Italy. Kind of initially, and then it was kind of based off of a lute, and then it kind of migrated over to America and had a huge heyday in the 20s, and it had mandolin orchestras in all the main towns. You'd have mandolins playing basically instead of a regular orchestra, and then it kind of shifted over more into folk music and Americana, and then Bill Monroe famously brought it into bluegrass.
And how did you learn how to make them and make your own? What are some of the nuances that go into making an instrument that sounds exactly like you want it to sound?
Yeah,
how you're going to use it?
There's a lot. So when I'm carving it, so I take a large block of wood, and then I'm carving the top out of, which is what the strings kind of vibrate to make the sound. And so when I'm doing that, you know, carve a little bit of wood off and then tap it, make sure it sounds nice, take a little more off, and then so it's a... You start off taking a lot of wood off, and then the further you get to being done, the less wood you take off and the more it matters is kind of the way to think about it.
Right, yeah. Right. All right, Kyle, we'll let you get ready. And Liat, you can tell us a little bit about the banjo.
Kyle also made this banjo, so I can tell a little bit about it, but right. Not as much as he can. But I did pick out the hardware. So
why make your own? I mean, you've played instruments that have been pre-manufactured before. What's the difference between playing this and playing something that Kyle made for you?
This is exactly what I wanted. So yeah. This is, and it's a nicer instrument than I would probably buy myself.
Sure.
So it's a 5-string open back banjo, and it's got a tone ring. Maybe you could talk about it better than I.
Yeah, she had some specific things that she wanted about it. She wanted the neck to be a little wider, and she had a really specific sound she wanted. So we constructed it and bought the parts for everything that would add to
the old-timey sound looking for.
Yeah, so you buy something and you have to like hope that it fits your voice, and this was more like I was making something for her with her,
right.
You kind of in tandem, and then that would be a perfect expression of her voice. Maybe that sounds a little pretentious. I don't know.
I also had a certain aesthetic I was going for in the way that it looks. And
Which
turned out great.
Yeah.
We'll put some pictures up online on our website. If you're just tuning in, we're listening to Moment in Sound this Friday with Lake Toba, Kyle McGonigal, and Liat Lease. They're playing at the Minor Brewing Company tomorrow at 12:30, opening up the Minor Music Festival in Hill City. What will you play next for us?
We'll play a song off of our CD, and this is called Simple Ocean. This is one that I wrote. And this is kind of, I like to joke that it's in the vein of existential bluegrass.
Existential bluegrass. Yeah. I like that.
Sitting alone in the midnight hour, bright blue twilight don't cast no shadow upon the wall at which I stare, looking for answers that are not there. Maybe the answers aren't written down, doesn't mean they can't be found. Look at the moon in the twilight glowing, come the morning, her speed is slowing. Hey, 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 hey. Nothing. Stare into this simple ocean that I found. Nothing left to choose.
Lake Toba live from the Black Hills Bureau in downtown Rapid City on this week's Moment in Sound. Tell us about the album.
Yeah, so we recorded the album, was it last April?
Last April,
yep.
Yes.
And then we released it last August. It's 11 songs, and I like to joke that it's vinyl ready because
all songs are less than 3 minutes.
Yeah, except for that last one. Yeah,
that one is maybe three.
Yeah, I think it's 4 minutes. Yeah,
it's
the last one of the album.
Vinyl ready.
Yeah, vinyl ready. So
any plans for that? What would that mean for you to sort of press it to vinyl?
Oh yeah, I think that would be great. It's really expensive these days.
Yeah, it would just mean a few $1,000.
Yeah, to get a 100 even.
No big deal. Yeah,
that's all it would mean.
So I think maybe the next album would be great to do to vinyl, and maybe if we make up enough money, we'll press this one to vinyl too.
How do you continue to build an audience with this kind of music in this day and age, in the region that you live and beyond as you travel? What does that look like?
Oh, we're working on it.
Yeah,
it's playing.
Yeah, I think it is really, in this day and age, you really have to just tour. You have to be touring, and there's just so much music, and you have to. And I think what's really special about us is more the live experience. Yeah, I think it's just playing shows and playing new places and then going back to those places. And like,
what kind of feedback does the audience give to you? What difference does a great audience make?
Oh,
so much. It's really sweet to have a great audience.
Yeah, when we have an attentive audience, we play much better. You know, people who are listening and loving it. We don't do well at loud bars.
No.
We're not a loud band. So
it's more of a communication with the audience.
Yeah.
And yeah, feeling like there's more of a purpose to the experience.
Right. It's not as inspiring to just be background music, but
right.
to have like, it's almost like a conversation when you have a really good audience. And yeah.
Do you feel like you were sort of made to sing and play together? The blend is so gorgeous.
I think so.
Yeah, me too.
Tell us how you got together as musicians.
Oh, sure luck.
Yeah,
I was moving out of an apartment, and I knew Kyle, and I had just recently wanted to buy a really nice $500 guitar, and he encouraged me to do so. And we came to look at my apartment. He saw the guitar, and it's like, you want to play some tunes? And it just felt so... also perfect. Like, just sometimes there's that match playing music with people, and it happens, but this is maybe the biggest time it has happened for me.
Yeah, and then we just started playing more and more music together.
Yeah, we were hooked. Yeah. I was hooked.
Do you remember that day, Kyle?
I do remember that day. Yeah, I remember.
It was not more than 2 years ago.
Yeah. And yeah, I just remember, like, yeah, she showed me her apartment. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, it's like.
Nobody wanted to live there.
Nobody.
That's not what it was about.
And she was like kind of discouraging. It's like, you probably couldn't even live here if you wanted to because the land. Anyways, but yeah, and then I saw the guitar that she had gotten. And I was like, hey, what are you doing? Like, let's play some songs. And yeah, so we played some songs for a little while, and it was really fun. And I wanted to play more music.
Is it like a relationship where there's a moment where you're kind of nervous the other person's going to say no or not be as into you as you are? I mean, is it a musical relationship similar to a personal relationship?
Probably, yeah. I felt more like I had the hots to play music with him than he did.
Yeah, I think I was a little bit more established as, you know, I'd been in a lot of bands and had done a little more.
I hadn't been in any bands really yet.
Just
other little duo, more casual outfits.
Yeah.
Why Lake Toba? Where's the name from?
It comes from a lot of angles. originally, well, I'm so sorry. The first part is my middle name is Tova, which is the Hebrew for the word Toba, which means good, when named after a great-grandmother. So I just like that word a lot.
Right.
And we needed a name.
Hmm?
Kyle's name is kind of an anagram of lake.
Hmm.
And then I read a story about the explosion that caused Lake Toba. It was a volcanic eruption.
Yeah, the Toba eruption, mm-hmm. which was about 16,000 years ago or something like that.
And it was a pretty big deal.
It was a huge extinction moment, and the people that were, I mean, this is allegedly, the people that were around, everything got really dark, everything died off, and so language became much more important.
You couldn't hand gesture in caves as well.
Yeah, because it was really dark, and so... they kind of think that that's where language became more of a very important part of the human culture. And that's just a really cool idea, this huge explosion that kind of brings everybody together.
I love it. Play something else for us.
Great.
What will you play next?
We're going to do an instrumental.
Banks.
Yeah. And there's a river that runs through the middle of Eugene, Oregon, called the Willamette. Most people from out of state would call it the Willamette. But
which we both called it, I'm sure, for a while when we moved to the area.
Oops, it's just a little instrumental tune.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Music from Lake Toba. You can hear them tonight or tomorrow at 12:30. They're the opening act for the Minor Music Festival in Hill City at Minor Brewing Company. Liat Lees and Kyle McGonigal, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for being the first live music guests in the new Black Hills Bureau.
We are honored.
In Rapid City.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Looks great in here.